We started Yishtabach. It's been a long Yishtabach. Page Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Last Thursday night we started. We're up to which paragraph? We finished. We spoke about the two. So we finished two paragraphs. Okay, we're up to the third paragraph. Shir Shvacha Halav Zimrayz Mishalah. Right, that's Hakadula. Gvura Atil Seferes Dushamachos. Says how many expressions of praise? There are 15. Okay, Nishtabach. Now here's a halacha that not everyone's familiar with, judging by Chazon and Hudam for the Yamin. It says Ein lahafsik beemsa amiras elu chamisha esrei l'shaynei shoshvach. Okay, you're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of the 15 expressions in Nishtabach. Now sometimes I hear a Chazon start brachis vaydas, except for you, Malasha, you always do it right. But says the Chazon starts brachis vaydas shavah gal ve'akosh. But that could mean he didn't stop. He just started saying it out loud. But you're not supposed to pause in the 15. In other words, the way it's indicated in the Siddur, you start Baruch Ata Hashem, is the way the Chazon starts. Before that, you have Shiru Shvacha Halav Zimra Oiz, Omem Shalom Nesak Dula Gvura Tilav Seferis Dusha Omachos Baruch Hashem. 15 expressions.
Why can't you stop in the middle?
And those you're not supposed to stop in the middle. We'll see why in a moment. But listen to what he says. Ein lahafsik b'emtza amiras elu chamish esrei l'shein shoshvach v'loi sheyoymer b'nishima achas kaseres b'dei haman. Now it's funny because I've been doing it this way. I thought you have to say like all in one shot. I understood you got to say it all in one shot. I don't know. I mean, not mamish like kaseres b'dei haman, but he's saying it does not mean that you say it in one breath like the ten b'dei haman.
That's the
way I understood. I read the Magen Avraham. He says to say Chamesh Esrei L'Shoinos B'lihafsik. So I thought it's like Tzeres Mei Haman. You say it all in one shot. That's how I do it every day. He's saying it doesn't mean like Tzeres Mei Haman. I don't take a deep breath and like the Chazon does like Tzeres Mei Haman, but somehow when you say it low, you don't have to take a deep breath anyway. Sha'arei yesh lo imran b'di'ima. You should say them in a pleasant way. U'bekavana. K'misad yishvach yishamakim. Like someone who's praising God. Shomelech, Ella shalla yafsik bein hashvachim, v'tamhu, shemechavdi k'negel, shem yudkei, shemegamatria tezvav. The 15 are one unit, begamatria tezvav. In Chazal, we find all the time that when there's a sensitivity to just an abundance of praise. Because the Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, Allah God, lagiba v'hanayra. And that's how we start Shemayin Esrei, Okay, Allah God, lagiba v'hanayra. And the Gemara says that an Amora who added Dam for the Yamin, he said, Okay, Allah God, lagiba v'hanayra, v'azos, whatever. So they said, what are you doing? You siyamta l'shvacha demare. If you just add arbitrarily, it's wrong, because then you never finish. Now that's why a lot of the praises, especially in the Piyutim and Yamnei Rahim, are the order of the Aleph Beis. So when you say praise, like Adam Zemiris, in the order of the Aleph Beis, so there's an ending. There's an ending. There's a way to end. That you say, why am I ending? Because I am saying one praise for each.
But Shabbos morning you do the opposite. Tikanta Shabbos, you go backwards.
Tikanta Shabbos, you go backwards. Right, but that's not a list of praise. It is a praise, but it's a message, a certain message, but you're right. Anyway, so here we say the 15 is one unit of the Shem Yud K. Where else do we have 15?
Just 15 steps.
15 steps. V'yatzim v'nachem. V'yatzim v'nachem kaim v'yashav v'nem v'yav v'chav v'nachem v'yadim v'sukram kum v'tav v'yafeh adav v'zah. So there also it's 15. 15 expressions of praise. At any rate, v'af al pi shekulam lashon shvachem, v'kom ha'kaim, yesh kavanim yuchedes l'cholecha. Now they seem to be synonymous, pretty much. Shir, shvacha, halam, v'zim, ra'izim, v'mshalah. I know Atzko had to use probably a thesaurus to come up with 15 expressions of praise. He's not going to get into it. He's saying there are many svarim that are published with different explanations of synonyms in Hebrew. This I wanted. Uladugma, he gives an example. Yeshvach, Lashon Zacha, Yeshvacha, Lashon Nekeva. It's interesting. At Shir Ushvacha. So the shvach and the shvacha. Bavadei b'schakul l'shnei inyanim. He doesn't explain what they are. He says they're divided into two topics. Vagra omar b'kdusha. Now we don't say because we daven Sfar, but those daven Nusach Ashkenaz, if the Kedusha say Ledar Vadar, Ledar Vadar, Nagil Lecha, Nesachim. Now what's the next word? Nesach Nesachim. Let's see the Shvachacha, Nagdish, or Shivchacha, right? You the Shvachacha, Shosh.
Forget you want to say
the. Oh, he wants to get me, okay.
This is Ashkenaz.
We have the authority of Yaki Siddur. Why would we use an art scroll? If we can use a. But this only Shabbos? No, it has
to be. No, it's right here.
What does it say there? Should we take a look? Okay, 1 second. Anyway, so look. Here it says, on Nesach Nidosh, I'm sorry, it's Kedushas Chadagdish, Vishivchacha. Here's Vishivchacha, the art scroll, also Shivchacha. So he says, I'll show you. He says, Agro Omar b'kdusha u'shvachecha b'kometz. Neither of these has it with a kometz. Sheshrasha shvacha loshen dekeva. V'loi b'nusach shalonu v'shivchacha m'sher shvach loshen zachar. So he didn't explain there's a shvach and shvacha, but he's saying is that the gra means it should be a shvachacha, a loshen of Shivcha and not Shvach, b'Shivchacha. Ubarei Shayim Shir Lashon Zachar, b'Shivcha Lashon Nekeva. Halo Lashon Zachar, Zimra Lashon Nekeva, Oiz Lashon Zachar, Memshal Lashon Nekeva. By the Yesh Kavana B'Zei, he doesn't explain it. He says there's some Kavana in the alternating Nuschais. Now naturally it was a tease because he says look at the Ma'aser Rav. So I took out the Ma'aser Rav to look it up, and I'm a little astounded. The way the Ma'aser Rav was not published in his lifetime. It was the first sefer. There was actually a ban put out by the Beis Din after the Gra's passing on putting out any of his stories about how he was naig, because they were afraid a lot of incorrect information would come out. And the Beis Din in Vilna said, actually they said not to do it without the askama of, there was a Reb, I forgot what his name was, who ran the clothes of the Gra afterwards, and there was a ban on putting it out without his askama. He didn't give askama to anything, so except for the Gra Mishlei, but nothing came out.
Who can start? Somebody's writing a sefer on the base.
Well, the Talmidim of the Gra followed the Heskim of the Talmidim of the Gra. It's not like today, everyone publishes anyway, but.
But
the truth is, what ended up happening was they started to publish, Kuntrasin. And that's when they put out the Ma'aser Rav to be clear. And the Ma'aser Rav, which is Ma'aser Rav's stories we saw by the Gra, it itself developed into many svarim written on the Ma'aser Rav, including something called the Ma'aser Rav HaChadosh. And it's unclear. There are a number of very controversial things that it says here about the Gra, which are either not clear or are out and out rejected. There's one, I'm forgetting which one at the moment, that in every Ma'aser Rav, it says in the bottom, Rav Salanter said, this is a mistake. And, I remember which. It says, B'Shem D'Gra, that Friday night, you must daven Ma'ariv first and make Kiddush second. Now that I reversed the order. That's what it says. And the Rav Salanter says, it's a toss. It's a mistake.
Why do you say it was a toss?
Because there's no such thing. There's no reason.
That's why he feels.
No, he says, look, I'm not Rousseau Salanter. He says a mistake. Mishnah Brura, who generally brings the Gra, is Saisim, that you can go any order you like. Any order. You have to remember, here, Shkia gets to late 30. In Switzerland, Shkia could be 10:30. People would rather make an early Shabbos, make Kiddush, eat a meal with the children, and go daven Ma'ariv by his man that they would normally daven. Not everybody necessarily davens an early davening. I know that Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, when he had young boys in the yeshiva, they don't make early Shabbos, they daven bizman. When he had young children, he used to make the Suda, put the kids to sleep, and go to daven, even when Shkia is 8:30. Because this paid of the Gra is not accepted. It's thought to be a mistake. At any rate, over here, what it says in our Ma'aser Rav,
I'm just curious what the Lashon said. It only says the stories what happened. It says
he was Makbid.
Says
he was Makbid, yeah. Uh-huh. Here, Memches, which he says, has, it says, Kedusha, colon, Ushvachecha, it has a yud after the ches. That's the whole thing. Kedusha, colon, Ushvachecha. And what did he mean? So it says here in the footnote is, Ushvachecha, lakedim, pin lo yamush lo lam voed, kavanasi, the tsarach laim, Ushvachecha, tesefis yud, loshin rabim. Not the way Rav Schwab explains it. He says that it means a yuri after Ushvachecha, loshin rabim, your many praises, kabash kasa bidiyukim, Benuskei had tefillah v'habrachis, shekasa Reb Mendel Mishklov, was a Talmud, because with you, there's a Reb Brachis, Hamul l'kutei agra, l'em b'segol tachas haches, ushvachecha, haynu l'oshin rabin. So he brings that, it means l'oshin rabin, not what Reb Schwab is writing, that it's a l'oshin shvach.
It's a
klal, what?
It's a klal,
he's saying it's rabin and not yachid. Reb Schwab is saying it's the keva, not zachar. That the Gra meant to change it to Lashon the Keva out of Lashon Zach. Now here he brings Achein Reb Chaim of Lashana bimichtava in a letter Hanitzvus Barosh Sefer Maaserav, which is put in the beginning of one of the prints of Maaserav. Kasa Shishama bepi Agra Shomer uvavshin beis chav cheschav. It doesn't say Nekudis Beloyud Haynu Lashon Yachid. And he says, it must be Lashon Yachid. Give him a shvayis hem shecha bracha bepinu lo yomosh, which is Lashon Yachid. Ushvachecha elakeinu mepinu should be lo yomushu lo ilam voed. So he says, there's got to be something wrong. Lo yomrim lo yomushu. Tzarech leimer b'Lashon Yachid. Domashu yodolai, not like it says here in the Maaserav. So Rav Schwab is really coming to answer this. That the intention of the author of Maaserav was not Lashon Rabim, Lashon Yachid, but Lashon Nekeva, Lashon Zachar. That's what he says. Now, what's the difference Lashon Nekeva, Lashon Zachar? So, I only can tell you that in there's a redak in Tehillim. We say sometimes Shiru Lanu Shir Chadash, and sometimes say Shir Chadash and Shivchu Geulim. So, the redak says that a song Lashon Zachar refers to Yemais HaMashiach. A song Lashon Nekeva refers to Olam Hazeh. We say Shir Lanu Shir Chadash refers to the Yemais HaMashiach. Shir Chadash Shivchu Geulim Al Sasayam is Olam Hazeh. Somehow, I guess the male Lashon is a stronger praise, maybe, and that's how he explains it. Okay, one more explanation. Next paragraph: Netzach Gedula Gvura Tilos Dres Tushol Malchus Baruchin Deishom Me'atav V'Yad Olam Netzach. Who nitzchius, belisav. And Netzach, the praise Netzach is one of the most fascinating praises of expression. So Netzach really has two meanings. He's saying Netzach is a lashon of eternity. Netzach, Netzach. Now Netzach also means victory, right? Nitzachon is a victory.
So
Gibor lo Netzach, that means it for eternally. Yeah. So, the idea of Netzach is when somebody conquers something permanently. And it's Nitzachon to win. If you win something and you can turn around and lose afterwards, it's not a true Nitzachon. Nitzachon is when something is a permanent Nitzachon. Somebody has a battle with the Yetzirah over something and he sort of conquers it, he gets on to the next level. That's called the Midah of Netzach. We say, Havadai Shemai. So what is Vadai Shemai? The idea of Vadai is that there's a midah where a person is totally reliable. Like a child can rely on his parents to do what's in his interest and in a healthy situation. So that's a Vadai Shemai. Hashem is non-changing. So that's Vadai. That's Netzach. Netzach is an eternal... eternal victory, eternal midah that a person has with something, he does something properly. It's non-changing. That's the vadai is not changing. Netzach is more than that. It's to conquer something in a way that it doesn't. It's not going to change. And no one, but human beings never certain. But for the most part, it's a person can be sick and he could get better and chalil he could relapse. Netzach is to have some type of permanent solution to a problem. So that's the Lashon Netzach. Netzach with Nitzchi is below Seif. It's something eternal, forever. Vashvach b'zehu shein shum davar nitzri ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing is certain, nothing is permanent rather. Only Hashem. Zehu netzah shanitzri is shaychis rak etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A human being is, everything is temporary. Avakam istav levar shenetzach moira al hansach lo eloi alamin. It says, B'loshen askenaz, he brings a German word, for ebugging. Or by English, immortal. What's the next word? Immortal, fair, perfection. Is that what it says? Perpetuation. It sounds like immortal perpetuation. Something that is an undying permanence. V'sayvev agadulo u'gevura. And really, netzach is netzach gadulo u'gevura. It's connected to those words. Shishtabashimcha behinatzcha elomis shel gadulo u'gevura. It says to Shomachas Baruch Hu Vaydais. The permanent state of these things. Shekol elu yiskaimu u'masimim v'riyun shimcha me'ata v'yad elom. At the permanent v'loi kamoi ha'mashabeach ezadava shalachas man yagia v'yoif v'lahamshich b'kilusai. And something afterwards will become tired of praising him. Ha'derech Moshel. Ha'ayminu mizbeinu b'dava ha'mara fa'ayim v'nechbed l'mara. If you look at something that's beautiful, b'roiv yofyei v'hadarai, you see a nice waterfall. You praise it time after time. Someone who lives near Niagara Falls prays it every day. The guy who drives the, what's it called, the Maid of the Mist. The fellow who drives the Maid of the Mist. Does he feel praising? What he's saying is, that whatever you see that's praiseworthy, eventually you tire of praising it. That's human nature, is to become tired of something, become bored of something. At some time he's going to stop praising it. It's a shame. People get used to things that they should appreciate. If a person gets accustomed to it, he fails to appreciate it. Like Kenei Slakadish Baruch Hu, Kalagdura Vagvura Noel Cholanesach Miatavi Arayim Lishum Shino Yomiyot Klal. And it's appropriate that it should not be that way by Hashem. It's really appropriate. I don't know. It's a little hard to understand. It's really appropriate. Anything that's praiseworthy should not get used to. I don't know. One more paragraph. B'nayik Shaba Olam Shabederach Klal Maskel Hachazan. Oh, Brachos Vaydais. He starts with Brachos Vaydais. Look at that. That's what he says. Omne Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippur amas l'ashat brachat Hashem v'chin ha'yeroi linig b'chal Hashanah kula. It's really the right way to do it. She'in lahapsik b'em sashvachim. Oh look, find this pashit lahaskel v'brachos Vaydais b'li tamu b'kar. It's not the way it should be, but okay.